Is it almond leaf scorch or chloride damage? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Franz Niederholzer is a UC Cooperative Extension Orchard System Advisor based in Colusa County. In his area, some growers are seeing symptoms on their almond leaves. They don't know if it's leaf scorch or chloride damage.
Could be salt damage, but take a sample for chloride and sodium just to check that box.
He said send those leaf samples to an agricultural lab.
If that comes back negative, there are labs that do test for the bacteria Xylella that causes almond leaf scorch to answer that question. The symptoms are similar, but not exactly the same. The chloride test is easier, but if it comes back that the chloride levels are low, then that leaves you with the option of testing for the almond leaf scorch bacteria to be absolutely certain that that's what's going on.
And Niederholzer said, depending on where you're growing your almonds in the northern Sacramento Valley, harvest could be starting about 2 weeks from now.
I bet there'll be some people going in the next 10 days at the very earliest site. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. But on the west side, the farthest west side, and some gravelly soils, things happen early. So those are the earliest sites in the Sacramento Valley. First week of August, I think, I would not be surprised. The weather between now and then, a few other things, but I wouldn't be surprised that somebody was shaken first week of August.
That's Orchard System Advisor Franz Niederholzer. For the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with a Tree Nut Report.